Well, Teresa, who are we going to look at today?
We're going to look at the Emperor of Japan. He is never referred to by his given name. He's always called His Imperial Majesty.
Kind of like me, right?
That's right. So you're going to relate well to this fellow. He's a 3-5 generator. He's on the right angle cross of the vessel of love in the quarter of mutation. He's a fourth color, left fixed, split definition. He's got a electromagnetic 1949 that split off from an unconscious 4629, a conscious 15-5, and a conscious 5710.
But we'll use his name, Emperor Akihito.
We'll just call him the Emperor. Well, I mean, wouldn't you like to be called the Imperial Majesty?
It would
His
seem
Imperial Majesty,
not really.
the Emperor,
I
and
think
they
I'd be
shorten
a.
it to His Imperial Majesty. I mean,
Does he have a Facebook page?
I don't think so, and I think it's interesting in looking at his chart because he's somebody that's really he's really in the wings. I mean, one of the reasons that obviously I thought of him and we talked about him is because of the current crisis in Japan at this time, because of the tsunami and the meltdown, the nuclear disaster that's going on there, and that he just recently actually made an appearance on TV, which is just unheard of, right? I mean, it
Right.
hasn't happened since, since really since the war. And it just made me very curious. It's like, who is this man that in fact is he doesn't have divine status anymore, but in a sense, he represents the people. I mean, it's similar to the monarchy in England to, Queen Elizabeth.
Well, what's really and struck me as strange when I looked at his chart and knowing that the emperor is not seen or heard, I mean, he doesn't open supermarkets and stuff like that, and yet we have the chart of a person, I mean, the right angle cross of the vessel of love, that 15-5, the channel of rhythm, where it's very much a love of mankind, and the cross itself, it's about loving being in your life, in the world, right now. And the behavior in the world creates a new direction. All this stuff about, being accessible. Now he's a martyr, and I think given what's happened in Japan, he could feel it could feel like it's martyr. But here's a person I think with the 1949 tribal definition. Very much about his people and.
I think that's what we're really seeing at this point is how much that he cares for his people. And I think even when he became the emperor, in 1989, he made a point of really apologizing to the world for what the Japanese had done. I mean, to me, this is really the real demonstration of his 15-5 and his level of humanity. He actually went to some of the World War II, sites of where the war was. I mean, really made this, I think, deep felt apology for what his people had really done. And I think, that's one of the times that, he's been seen. I mean, he clearly, he meets with the leaders of other countries. I mean, he's accessible in that way. He does, I don't think he's dedicating supermarkets. I don't think they do that, in Japan. But he's definitely somebody that, gives awards out. I mean, just recently, I think he was giving, for the dedication of many of the firefighters and, all of the people that are helping right now, right? A ceremony for that. But
Well, yeah, it's an odd, I mean, he has an odd combination because there's a lot of withdrawal. There's a lot of, look at the 13-2 bigotry tolerance, but that can be very racial, in its, the Japanese people are the superior people and the only ones.
Or it can be, just this,
Well,
I
he has the
think,
13-1 empathy
right,
as
well,
well.
and a tight circle, of people that he's really interacting with, which I think is pretty true. What's interesting is that when he was a baby, I mean, he was basically, as anyone in his position, at least in Japan, he was taken away from his family. I mean, he saw them like, once a week. till he was about 3 years old. And I think especially for a child with the 1949, right, how difficult that was. But that, you know, after the war, he actually had, you know, this Western woman that was working with him to understand our ways. And I think she was a Quaker or something like that, right? And so I think it's interesting to look at somebody like this, and that, you know, this could be anybody. And that, in fact, the position that they hold in the world, you know, is so exalted in a certain way. But, you know, clearly he's a man. He has issues, you know, like anybody else. I think it's interesting he's a 5710, and that, you know, he's the first, you know, Japanese royalty that took a commoner for his wife.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, he was the son of Emperor Hirohito.
Right.
Right, okay.
Right.
And I remember his son, I think, just got married or not too long ago.
Right.
And actually, I thought he was the emperor, the son, because this is a guy you never see. Now, the interesting, when you look at human design, I mean, we don't, if you didn't know who this was, and you were just, this guy called you for a reading or something, you know, where you see perfected form, survival, being in the flow,
mm-hmm.
a love of mankind,
mm-hmm.
Jumping into experience, saying yes to experience, an experience of himself in his life, innocence, 25th gate, fifth line, and that's the line of recuperation and withdrawal, you know, with this open throat, with all these head activations up here, you know, so a very inspiring person, a person with the 11th gate, fourth line teacher.
And really an intellect in that sense, you know, it's I mean, yeah, yeah. I mean, all of these activations in the head and the eyes.
Is he?
Yeah, he's like a world-class expert on the goby fish, right? And basically has published, you know, like 38 peer-reviewed scientific papers, you know, on that topic, right? And yeah. So, you know, he's like a
world-class expert. Oh, I know nothing about the guy, you know.
But when you look at it, it's like, yeah, he's got this very logical nature, and he obviously has, you know, this mind that you know, it's open, but it has all of these activations, you know, that are operating. And I think, you know, again, keeping him before he became the emperor, and now that he is the emperor, you know, keeping him fascinated with the world in a certain place. But, you know, I was just watching this video of him, you know, going to, you know, one of these refugee places and, you know, just interacting. His thing from the time that he became the emperor was that he wanted to make the royalty closer to the people.
More relevant, I would say.
Of course, with this kind of chart, you know, that he would want to be closer, I think. And again, I think with that perfected form, this whole thing with the perfected form and the 15-5 of apologizing to the world for the ugliness, basically, and you know, and the death of all of these people. And
no, I mean, I think it's summed up. I mean, what his position is or what there is about him. In the 62nd gate, fourth line, that he has conscious personality, asceticism, withdrawal, with the 62.5, also where Pluto is, which is about reaching out to others.
But that 62.4 is really this, you know, waiting for the right opportunity, you know, for his expression. It's like for him to go on TV, for, you know, that really in many ways it's he is the one that's holding out hope to all of these people, right?
Well, I mean, he's got emotional definition, so there's a warmth to him.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that 1949 tribal territory and given the 15th gate and the 515 channel about his people and the nurturing, what does he have here? He has nurturing.
He has
of
a
the
line of nurturing, right.
So it's like, that's what I meant. I mean, here's this guy, in my mind, was so reclusive, you never see him or whatever. And yet here's the design of someone nurturing others, that 61st gate, sixth line, attunement to the collective, you know.
Well, this could really be, you know, this opportunity for him in his lifetime. I mean, he's really...
Well, to take action, the 48.5,
you
know. Yeah,
to really, you know, to make a commitment, right, to what's going on and help the people as they go through this very, very difficult time. And, you know, that in some ways it's like, you know, his whole life, you know, being prepared for this moment to step out and hold things
Right.
together, right? I mean,
Oh no, I mean, yeah, 46 gate, 6 line integrity, 46 gate, 5th line, the proper rhythm, but the 19-3, it's a natural ease and acceptance, you know, a naturalness in your, and with the warmth, with the 22nd gate, 3rd line, the
Chanter.
enchanter, you know,
And
and.
he is, if you just, you know, if you just look at pictures of him, especially at this point, I mean, you know,
He's 78,
he's
right?
78, but you know, there is just such a quality about him,
Peaceful.
right? But I think that's, you know, really that, you know, that he's enchanting in that way, you know, and so, you know, accessible. But, you know, he's a vessel of love. I mean, I always find these people to
Well,
be,
that's what I was
you
thinking about.
know,
It
it's
was the Emperor
like
of Japan, the Imperial Vessel of Love.
love.
And, you know, if that was part of his titles, it would be perfect,
Right,
you know?
yeah,
And, you know, that he's published all these papers. Look at him with his open throat. You
right.
know, not he's not a good talker, you know,
But
but
look, he's such a focus on the details there, right? I
yeah.
mean, because clearly that's part of it is, you know, the logic. But I also think this 62-5 that's in the Pluto, you know, this metamorphosis, right?
Right.
This thing, and again, you know, he has the line, the 48-5 of action, but that action is necessary. And I think this is part of what drove him when he was actually in a position as the emperor to apologize, to be able to
Right.
expand things, you know, from this place, and really to transform things, really.
Well, 40, you know, open ego, only activation, 40th gate, 6th line, authority, decapitation. You know, here it is. I capitulate. This is what we did. I'm sorry. We, you know, that kind of thing. And, you know, Teresa, I'm afraid we're just out of time with Emperor Akihito. And knowing nothing about him, we certainly have gone on and on about him.
Well, I wish, you know, him and all the Japanese
Yes.
people, you know, that this is a terrible time for them and that we're all thinking of them. So,
Yes, indeed. So say good night, Teresa.
good night, Teresa.